From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Britain and France's lawmakers are considering which action should be taken after the country's leaders coordinated attacks with U.S. warplanes in Syria Saturday in response to Syria's alleged chemical weapons attacks on civilians. Like British Prime Minister Theresa May, French President Emmanuel Macron has said he stands by the decision.
Macron also took action without consulting Parliament on Sunday evening. He defended the move, even saying he helped rein in U.S. President Donald Trump. Restez dans la
durée. We also persuaded him that we needed to limit the strikes to chemical weapons sites after things got a little carried away over tweets, as you know.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned of global chaos if the West hits Syria again. A Kremlin statement said the strikes violated the UN Charter, and any repeat would, quote, inevitably leave international relations in chaos.
Jacob Greaves for Reuters. And although Macron said he convinced President Trump to leave U.S. troops in Syria, the White House says President Trump remains determined to pull out the troops deployed there after their mission is complete. Former U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey says that President Trump is morally unfit to be president and that there is some evidence Mr. Trump obstructed justice. Comey's comments come in an interview with ABC News released late Sunday ahead of the publication of a book that Comey wrote, in part recounting his role in investigations into both Russia's interference in the 2016 election and Democrat Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server, as well as Comey's private discussions with Mr. Trump before the president fired him last year. In one of those meetings, Comey described in public congressional testimony, he said Trump brought up the investigation of his one-time national security advisor, Michael Flynn. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council has condemned in the strongest terms a deadly extremist attack Saturday on a UN military camp in northern Mali. A UN peacekeeper from Burkina Faso was killed in the attack on the camp in Timbuktu, and a number of people were wounded, including seven French soldiers. Associated Press reports that 15 of the attackers were killed in a counterattack. Security Council, in a statement issued Sunday, called on Mali to swiftly investigate the attack and bring the perpetrators to justice. The Bangladeshi government has rejected Myanmar's claim that it has repatriated a family of Rohingya refugees. The Relief and Repatriation Commissioner of Bangladesh said the family had never crossed the border into Bangladesh. Rights groups said the move amounts to a publicity stunt because security concerns for the returning Rohingyas have not been addressed. An American pastor imprisoned in Turkey since December 2016 will go on trial, facing up to 35 years in prison. The U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson stands trial, facing charges of committing crimes on behalf of terror groups without being a member and espionage. He was arrested over a year ago for alleged connections to both outlawed Kurdish insurgent groups and followers of an exiled Muslim cleric. Brunson has denied all allegations against him, and the United States has repeatedly asked Turkey to release him. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan addressed the case.
We could free Brunson if the United States handed over the Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, living in their state of Pennsylvania, whom we consider responsible for the failed military coup.
In September, Turkey said it would release Brunson if the United States extradited Gulen. Consumers in the Chinese capital of Beijing are watching closely the simmering trade spat between China and the United States, and some are concerned about the possible impact heightened trade frictions, if not all-out trade war, could have on the cost of goods and even the broader economy. VOA's Bill Hyde has that story.
As the United States and China haggle over market access, intellectual property rights, and other complex trade issues, the simple question consumers in Beijing are wondering is what impact will the dispute have on the cost of goods, and will they ultimately be left carrying the weight as prices rise? China has already placed tariffs on U.S. fruit, nuts, and pork, among other products.
Barbara Bush, the wife of one U.S. president and mother of a second, is in failing health and has decided to seek comfort care rather than further medical treatment. The office of her husband, former President George H.W. Bush, said Sunday the 92-year-old former first lady made the decision following a recent series of hospitalizations. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.